Korean semiconductor exports to China surged. How much?
Semiconductor exports to China in May jumped 243% year over year. Korea's trade balance with China swung from a $764 million deficit in December 2025 to a $3.8 billion surplus in May. Morgan Stanley data shows DDR5 prices up 682%, NAND up 807%, driving the export surge. Right now, China's on a buying spree for Korean memory. It's a boom.
The key is how long this boom lasts, right?
The answer depends on when CXMT's HBM3 goes into mass production. If it slips, Korea's memory exports to China stay hot, and if they hit the timeline, substitution begins. NVIDIA is also a variable. Jensen Huang refused to appear before a Senate hearing, and the U.S. Commerce Department officially confirmed it's requiring licenses for AI chip exports to overseas subsidiaries of Chinese companies. CNAS called this a strategic inconsistency, acknowledging security needs while leaving loopholes open.
What should we check first thing tomorrow morning?
Two things. Is CXMT's HBM3 timeline on schedule? And is Huawei's Ascend hitting its 750,000-unit quarterly target? When those two numbers move, Korea's memory export trajectory shifts. In a market where Chinese AI chips already exceed 50%, NVIDIA's footprint shrinks, and Korean equipment makers and material suppliers in that ecosystem need to reassess their positions. This broadcast is brought to you by lawyer Kyung Jin Kim.